What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Health Unmasked podcast. I'm your co-host, Carl Piltz, and with me is your other co-host, Dr. Eric Ginter, also known as Dr. G. How's it going, Eric?
Hey, Carl. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. So, Eric, we've let a couple of podcasts rip now, and we should probably take a few minutes to tell people who in the world we are. Think that's a good idea?
Yeah, let's take a few minutes to go over that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, why don't I start?
Sure.
My background is actually electrical engineering. That was my undergrad, and that was how I started my career. And then somewhere along the line, you know, I started getting, I was traveling a bunch. I got up to 230 something pounds, and you know, I'm 5'8", so that's pretty heavy just because I was traveling and eating whatever I could, and it was getting out of hand. So I kind of started diving into, you know, nutrition books and things like that and started going into it. And then somebody recommended that I take that I get a certification from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the largest nutrition college in the country. You know, all they do is nutrition. And so I went through that certification and I got it. And it was very helpful. There was a lot of emphasis by different teachers on the plant-based concept. And I started realizing that there were some serious issues with that as I was going along, mainly the effects of you know, vegetarian and veganism on especially male hormones. But that introduced me to a lot, and that was great. And so I kept on diving deeper and deeper. And you know, even the weight was one thing, but what really started kind of opening my eyes to this was how I was feeling, because even as a you know, adolescent boy and you know, growing up, I had issues with anxiety and, you know, slight depression. I wouldn't call it anything too serious, but I would get down on myself pretty good. And somewhere along the line, I read an article or something like that that was talking about how nutrition would affect how you feel and your mental state. So I started going down that path. I think there was a book that was called, it escapes me. Anyways, I started reading all these books about, you know, anything I could find that talks about how nutrition makes you feel. And that led me down a route learning about things like neurotransmitters and how neurotransmitters were made. That was fascinating to me. There's a book I read called The Diet Cure by Julia Ross. That book was fascinating because it talked about, that book's, her pitch was to parents of girls mostly, because she was talking about eating disorders. You know, the book was called The Diet Cure, and it was supposed to be the cure for going on all these diets. And she has a clinic where she was treating people with, like, you can go to GNC and buy amino acids, like tryptophan and tyrosine and things like that. And she had people in her clinic that she would sit down and she would say, okay, what's the worst feeling that you're feeling right now? And they would say, oh, well, I just feel so depressed. And she would give them a pill of tryptophan. Tryptophan is made into serotonin, which is our feel-good brain chemical. And so she would give them this pill that's over the counter, nothing, no prescription or anything, and talk to them for about 10, 15 more minutes. And then she would say, you know, how's that feeling of depression? She goes, and the patient would say, wow, it's gone. And she would say, what's your worst feeling? And they would say, you know, I'm just so tired. She would give them a pill of tyrosine. Tyrosine makes adrenaline and your catecholamine brain chemicals, which are responsible for energy and, you know, mental focus and things like that. And she would see that they would constantly get better. And, you know, I experimented with that, just going to GNC and, you know, playing around with those amino acid pills. And I saw the exact effects that what she's talking about. I don't recommend going and doing that, because anytime you bring something into your body that is supposed to be made on its own, you can really affect how your body produces that substance on its own. So it's best to get all this stuff from like whole foods and things like that. But that did show me that this is directly cause and effect. If you build these brain chemicals, you do absolutely feel 100% better in about 15 minutes. It's really crazy. So that was when I was also gaining weight. And so I decided to dive really deep into this. I went and got that certification. And shortly after, that was when I started my original podcast that was called I'm Too Busy for Nutrition. It's for my company that was called Nutrition to the Edge. So at some point I went on with that business and it was going well, but it got to a point where I either had to quit my job and do that full time, or I had to stop doing it because doing the two was just getting too much to be too much for our lives. So, and that was at the point when, you know, keto became all the rage and everybody came out with, you know, free keto apps and all this stuff. And so I was like, you know what, I don't think that people are going to want to just pay for an online course to learn how to do this. And so we shut that business down. So no problem. It was a great learning experience, but helped a lot of people. Had a Facebook group that was going really well. A bunch of people on my podcast that were, you know, students that were learning about all this stuff and coming on and telling about their the results that they were getting. So it was a really fun experience, and it just caused us to go even further down these rabbit holes. And then my wife and I, we started having kids. And this was when it went even like deeper than I ever thought, because you know when we had our first boy, he had food allergies. We had an incident where we gave him some raw cashews, and he ended up having an anaphylactic reaction, and we had to take him to the hospital. That was scary as hell because, you know, he was in his crib taking a nap, and all of a sudden we hear him screaming. I go up there and flick on the light, and the whole side of his face is like double, you know, puffed up to double the size. So that was incredibly scary. So, and as soon as we took that son to the pediatrician for his first round of shots, leading up to that point, he had, what was it, 150 or 200 words that he was saying, and he was, you know, an infant. And you know, they weren't whole words, but they were repeatable. Like he would point to an outlet or a switch or something like that, and he would say half the words, but he would do it repeatable. He would say let, and point to all the outlets and things like that. And he was very interactive. Like he did a lot of, you know, cooing and interacting and, you know, all that stuff when you would hold him. Then we took him to get his first round of shots, and all of that went away instantly. And that was horrifying. The speech totally went away. He was much less interactive. All that stuff went away, and we were terrified. So that was when we went down the vaccine and RFK rabbit hole. You know, we watched a bunch of interviews with all kinds of doctors and pediatricians talking about, yeah, there's some serious problems with these drugs that aren't being reported for one way or another. It usually comes back to, you know, either money or doctors trying to protect their license from being taken away and things like that. So that was when we really got exposed to people like RFK and other doctors that are talking about similar things. We went down the GAPS route. There's a book called The GAPS Diet, written by, let's see, I have it sitting here. It's a woman of Russia, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. Her interviews, like you can go on iTunes or whatever and search for a bunch of interviews with her, and she's brilliant. But GAPS stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and she talks about when you have leaky gut, that it causes all kinds of things like, you know, possibly autism, ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, depression, all kinds of things. And what she's, you know, starts recommending in her book is that you start with things like bone broth and fermented foods, because the first thing that you need to do, one of the basic things that we learned that was causing things like these syndromes and things like that with kids after getting shots, is that they don't have a gut wall that is fully formed and protecting them from invaders. And when you inject something into your veins, you bypass any protection from your digestive system anyways. But along with a lot of times when you have, and what we saw was eczema, in addition to the food allergies. And a lot of times when you have eczema, a lot of it, you start noticing that it comes from different foods. And so, long story short, in the GAPS book, she talks about, yeah, you have to rebuild the gut wall, because if you don't, if you have leaky gut, and this goes for anybody with leaky gut, if you have leaky gut, that means undigested foods, especially proteins, are getting into your digestive system, triggering an immune response. And if your body finds that, you know, signature of the protein that is locked into, floating in your bloodstream, if it finds that in your thyroid, then it starts attacking your thyroid and things like that. So you start developing things like Hashimoto's. But the first thing that you have to do is heal your gut wall. And a lot of these kids being born nowadays, The mothers are given broad sweeping antibiotics before birth, which completely wipes out their gut bacterial profile in the birth canal. And that's where the baby is supposed to get its first gulps of gut bacteria is coming out through the birth canal. If you have a C-section, the baby also doesn't get that. And how many C-sections are we seeing these days? But if you take a child like that and then give it vaccines, then they don't have any protection, and you're feeding it food that the baby can't digest, and so you have this rash of eczema and food allergies that we're seeing nowadays. And you know, you have things like whole peanut proteins, whole egg proteins that are inside these shots and things like that. And you see, well, now we have all these peanut allergies and whatnot, peanut and egg allergies. So there's a reason why these are, you know, coming around. So all these, and then my second son was had eczema that was sleeves of eczema up and down his arms and his legs. And so we went even harder with this nutritional thing. My wife got into homeopathic medicine, which I'm sure we're going to have her on the show at some point to talk about, because that has been miraculous for us. We started seeing you, and that's been miraculous for our kids fixing all this stuff. And so that whole thing is why I, you know, want to do this, because it was so life-changing for us when we started finding solutions. But it took us years. It took us, 6-7 years before we really started getting comfortable with, yes, this is what's causing it. This is what we believe is causing it. And when we try to fix it using different methods, then yes, it's working.
Right.
So that's basically where I came from. You know, I'm an engineer. I was used to taking complex systems, breaking them down into subsystems, and figuring out, you know, the cause and effect of, you know, what's the input, what's the output, how do you, you know, reverse engineer all that stuff. And it turns out your body is a lot like, you know, a robot and things like that. And it's figure outable. It just takes a while.
It does. A lot of the information out there is good, but many times it's surface level and you have to keep digging to really get answers.
Well, and what's being, you know, squashed by the search engines, you have to go sometimes 10 pages deep to find anything worth it. Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Right.
But so that's where I came from. You know, I got a certification, which was great. But really this is what I read and learn about on a daily basis. So this is it's my obsession.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I like to do this.
Awesome, man.
So let's hear about you.
Yeah. So,
Dr. G,
I would say, you know, somewhat of a similar path. I knew I was going to be a doctor growing up, and I was ready to go to medical school. But my mom, when I was younger, had migraine headaches and nothing would help her. I mean, it was like, you know, there were days at a time where it was like, mom's hurting. So we, you know, it's just a different family time when your mom has a migraine. So the only thing that really helped her was chiropractic. And so I kind of said, well, what should I take a look at that? And I knew I wanted to work with the body somehow. But when I discovered that chiropractic was more focused on natural healing and not using medicine and surgical interventions and things like that, I was like, that is right up my alley. I prefer to help people in a natural and holistic way anyways. So I decided to go to chiropractic school instead. So I got out to Iowa. I went to a school called Palmer College of Chiropractic. And when I got to Iowa, I was kind of like, okay, what do I need to do to get through this? It was a 5-year program, but I wanted to get through it and start helping people. And I completed chiropractic school in 3 1/3 years. It was like 32 credit hours every couple months. So got through chiropractic school. And basically when you get a professional education like that, they teach you where the bones are. They teach you basics, basically. But in order to learn how to heal, you really have to do that work on your own. Because there's so many different aspects to healing, whether it's psychological, it's chemical, it's physical, it's neurological. And once I got into practice, the first couple of weeks of practice, after moving some bones around, I was like, I can't do this for the rest of my career. You know, I need to determine how to fix people faster. So from that point, it was similar to your story. It's just hours upon hours upon hours of scouring all the ancient literature, the new technology. And it's like, what do I have to do? And you have to be able to take all that stuff in order to really help people in a real deep way. And you have to be able to put all that stuff together too.
Yep.
You know, so you learn little bits here and you learn little bits there. I went to Chicago to study with a 50-year chiropractic veteran who understood, you know, his mode of healing and his mode of dealing with the nervous system. I worked with a lady from Russia who was an MD, PhD, and she taught me a lot about frequency instruments and how to heal with, you know, very, very light frequencies. And I worked with a sixth generational acupuncturist who taught me about different spots on the body that are influential in helping people heal. And so as I went through all of this information and all this study, I started putting this stuff together to help people heal faster. So at first I started out with helping people heal from disc injuries, and we were so busy. We were starting work at 6:30 in the morning. We had people ready to go at 6:30 in the morning, worked straight through lunch, got really busy, helping a lot of people. And then it got to the point where I started getting tired and I started hurting, you know?
Yep.
And then from that point, then it went into kind of like what you're talking about, went into the more functional medicine. I wanted to deal with the chemistry a little bit more. So there's plenty of different organizations out there that can teach you that stuff. I went through several of those courses and different things like that to learn functional medicine. But, you know, at the same time, kind of goes back to, they teach you kind of basics. You can read labs and do things like that, but you really have to understand how to put it all together to help someone heal.
Right.
You know, you have to look at the big picture there. So, you know, I got a kind of a tender spot for people that have type 2 diabetes. I really feel like insulin resistance is kind of the, it could be the basis of most chronic conditions, because when you have insulin resistance like that, you have a cellular protection mechanism where things are not getting into the cell anymore and things are not getting out.
Right.
So, yeah, so I really worked hard on helping people reverse type 2 diabetes. In the physical realm, I help people that have had chronic low back pain for years, just by understanding things that not a lot of people even look for. So, yeah, so a combination of ancient healing, current healing, current technology, and being able to put all that stuff together to really get deep levels of healing for people. So right. That's basically what I do in a nutshell.
It's interesting. You know, a lot of people go to their doctors and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people tend to think, you know, whoever my doctor is, doctor knows best and all that stuff. So you kind of blindly listen. But, you know, people can say the same thing about electrical engineers. But if you ask me, after I got out of college, how many books or articles did I read about electrons and engineering? And I would tell you none.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true with a lot of people in the medical profession. Not all, but a lot of them. And so I think what's important is that, you know, people that tend to be in the functional medicine realm, they did that because they wanted to know more, because it was their thing. It was what they were into. It was more than just, you know, getting the doctor title and making a bunch of money. So, you know, that's why I like listening to people on podcasts, because you get to know, like, you listen to somebody for a few hours, you can know if they're full of it or not. You can tell if they're in it just for the money or if they actually want to help people. You hear their stories like what you just told, and you're like, okay, this is the person that is really into this. This is what they do at night for fun. So this is the type of person that I want to, you know, find to help me get healthy.
Yeah. I mean, those people are special people. I'm not, you know, trying to pat myself on the back, but when you leave no stone unturned, that's the type of provider you want to deal with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'll tell you, when we had the issues with our kids, and at the same time we were dealing with that stuff with our kids, you know, that was when I got into paleo, I got into keto and all this stuff and started dropping the weight and got down to where I should be, which is great. And it's a lot easier than people think. But when you start seeing all this stuff happen because of, like, you're really, like, you get a point where you're like, man, I'm really starting to understand this. This is all making sense now, because I'm starting to take the stuff that I learned about the mental aspect, how to feel good, how to have high energy. And then at the same time, you're dropping weight like crazy. You're like, wow, this is a lot simpler than what the TV and all these articles, you know, make it seem. I mean, you see articles coming out on CNBC or whatever, any, you know, major news publication, and they'll put out a study saying, I remember, what was it, 10 years ago? They came out with a study saying, we did a study on multivitamins and it was shown that they do nothing.
Yeah.
And I remember some people were showing me that and seeing like, see, it's all garbage. But it's like, then you look at the study and things like that and say they only tested 3 out of all the, you know, what's in a usual multivitamin, you know, 15 or 20 combination of vitamins and minerals. They only tested 3 of them. And the study was paid for by some pharmaceutical company who has no intention of selling you vitamins.
Exactly.
So there's all this garbage that's out there that people have to weed through, and you have to kind of obsess over it. Having kids with eczema and allergies, anaphylactic allergies, really drives that into you so that you have basically no choice.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't, especially anybody who is not a fan of all these jabs, nobody goes down that road by choice.
Yeah.
You're forced down that road because probably one of your kids took you down that road.
Yep.
So, but you have to obsess over it. I mean, it's your life. Do you want to start getting, you know, almost crippled at the age of 50 because you haven't taken time to, you know, devote any of your attention to this until it's really bad?
Yeah. And it's that is one of the things too. And it's frustrating because you can lead a horse to water, but like a lot of people aren't bad enough yet to make any changes. You know, they got to get to the point where it's like, crap, I can't do this anymore. I got to do something now.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to do something before it gets to that point.
Yeah. Right. Before you start getting, you know, at some point you might go to the doctor, and if you're not aware of any of this stuff, you go to the doctor and they say, yeah, just take this pill for it. You don't realize that you just got into the matrix right then and there. Because once you start with one medication, that medication is just going to mask a symptom while it creates 2 or 3 other conditions that now you need more medications for, and it continually drives you down.
So, it drives you down. And you know, if it gets too bad, there might be a time where someone has to make decisions for you because you can't make them anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we did one of our podcasts on why you need to take action now. It's highly in your interest. It's much easier to fix when you get ahead of it. But that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're coming on this podcast, talking about all this stuff. People can listen to us jabber on about all kinds of topics. Eric and I both have all kinds of free guides on our website. If you go to healthunmasked.co, it'll give you links to both of our websites. Eric has a bunch of free guides. I think that you're over to like a dozen or something like that now on all kinds of different conditions. Because tell people a little bit about what you do in your practice.
Oh, so it's going to be basically, if you're actually local, it's going to be both physical, neurological, chemical. There's a functional component to it if you want to. And otherwise, if it's physical, it's going to be chronic conditions that no one has been able to help.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah. And on my website, you know my background. I tend to put out, you know, guides and things that people can buy for me that will help people who have not gotten like a serious diagnosis yet. So regular people who want to get healthier, there's nothing serious in their life right now, but they're either a little bit overweight or they're having problems feeling tired or, you know, any of these conditions that I talk about on my website, or they want to get their kids more active or they want to feed their kids for sports. I got, you know, guides and things like that on my website. So that's where I tend to fit. I tend to work with people that are, they don't have a chronic condition diagnosed. They just want to get healthier. If you have a chronic condition diagnosed, Eric's website is a lot better at that, is a lot better resource on that than mine. So that's how kind of we fit together. And that's how, you know, our podcast is going to be kind of sculpted around to, you know, take people, you know, no matter where you are on the spectrum, you should be able to find something here. That's at least what we hope to be able to give you.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, all right, man, I think this was a good one.
Perfect.
Yep. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Yep. Talk to you in the next episode, man.
All right, buddy.
See ya. Okay, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. We hope you enjoyed that. So just a few new things that we have going on our websites. If you go to Dr. G's website, which is modernhealthinstitute.com, he has a new free guide talking about the MVX Plus test. He's talked about that before, but this new blood test is a test that is revolutionary in that it catches problems long before they become bigger problems. So that's one of his favorite tests to run these days. He has a free guide that talks all about it. So you can get early warning on any health issues that are coming your way. And he has a free guide talking all about it. He also just released his 21-day pain and inflammation reboot program. So if you have joint pains or pains of any type and you want to calm that down, this is a great program for you. So that's over at modernhealthinstitute.com. Also, if you have a health condition, whether it's a chronic health condition or whatever, that you really want to get to the bottom of, Give Eric a call. Go to modernhealthinstitute.com and schedule an appointment. He can do a Zoom consultation wherever you are in the world, and he can order up some tests for you so that you guys can start figuring out what the root cause is and start forming a plan to fix it. Eric's awesome. Give him a call. And over on my website, I have a new free guide, How to Fuel Your Kids to Excel in Sports. There's a lot of bad information out there that's been around forever, telling your kids to eat all kinds of white rice and garbage to fuel themselves for a sports game. And it's complete nonsense. So I made a free guide on how to feed your kids so that they excel in whatever sport they're in. It's a lot easier than you think. And I also just released two new programs. One is 21 Days to Calm, Happy, and Agreeable Kids. So if you're fighting a lot with your kids or teenagers, this is a great program for you. And I also just released the 21 Day Sleep Reset. So if you have problems getting great sleep, it's not that difficult to fix. So if you're tired of sleepless nights and waking up exhausted, this might be a great program for you, because setting yourself up for great sleep is not as difficult as you think. So that's at truthandjalapenos.com, or you can go to truthandj.com, because jalapenos is a difficult to spell word, but it's all right there. Okay, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you next time.